Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
The Bill Fortoff Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are in the free Odyssey app. Good Thursday morning. When you think about the great sports months, I always say that October is the best because you got the NFL going on, you got college football, you got baseball playoffs, you get the hockey and basketball seasons starting, so everything is happening at once. But second on that list is April. And right now is why we say that. We are on the precipice of the NBA and NHL postseason. It is Masters Week. The NFL Draft is 2 weeks from today. And, of course, we've got baseball teams that, as we sit here right now, are still relevant. So this is the month, Boomer, and we are soaking it all up. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Much better today than I am. I was yesterday. Kind of calmed down a little bit. Getting ready for the Flyers tonight and then getting ready for a big game on Saturday. And yet I see you show up here as Sparky this morning, the Islander super fan with your outfit on today. Yeah. And I think you're just doing that to get under my skin for some reason. I don't know why you just won't let it go. I'm letting it go. I've flushed the game. I've moved on. I've said all I had to say, and I get tortured by people that don't understand what I was trying to say yesterday, and I'm not going back to rehash all of that.
Yeah.
I stand by what I said yesterday, and then you show up today here with your little Islander pullover that's got, like, you know, it looks like it came out of the 90s.
Yeah, that's why I love this thing, actually, because it reminds me of the stuff when I was a kid that you would buy at Sports Authority. And, like, the starter jacket stuff, it has the same type of feels. That's why I love it. I mean, it's very presumptuous of you to think that I chose this.
No, you chose it on purpose.
Because of you.
You honestly think
when I go into my closet, I'm like, what's going to make Boomer mad? Like,
today, yes, you did that. I'm not saying you do that every day, but most of the day.
Nah.
Today, you're sending a message. I see what you're doing, and I'm not going to be brought into that trap of yours. I'm going to let you. I'm not even going to look at you today. That's just the way it is.
It wasn't so much a trap as I was like, you know, it's this is very spring-like. It's got that type of material. It's going to rain. It's got like a kind of like that rain repellent material as well. And, you know, they won the night prior, and I hadn't worn this in a while. I'm like, this is perfect for today. It was a weather thing. It was a spring season thing. I don't always think about you while getting dressed.
No, today you did.
I mean, I do think about you when I slide on my Shinesty ball hammock underwear, and I'm hoping that you are doing the same.
I am doing the same, and that's all because you and I saw a commercial on the CBS Sports Network.
But
it wasn't like we started that here. CBS Sports Network already had that.
That is true.
And yes, we're both wearing Shinesty, and it's great. But still, nonetheless, you woke up this morning, you said, how can I get under my partner's skin? How can I keep this story percolating from yesterday? And I'm past it. I'm flushed it. See, this is the thing. This thing about us ex-athletes, we understand. You put last game to bed, you talk about it, you celebrate it, you're disgusted by it, whatever it may be, and then you move on. And I have moved on. I am already ready for John Tortorella and the Flyers tonight.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you are.
And I hope your team's ready for the Montreal Canadiens so they can't beat.
Well, they'll take care of business. I think they'll probably lose Saturday to your guys, but they will beat the Canadiens, and they will beat the Penguins the last game of the season for sure.
You're already giving up Saturday's game. Wow.
No, I mean,
that's amazing.
I don't think that
they're already talking about Saturday's game when you got a game tonight.
Yeah.
How many times have I told you? One ship, one period, one game.
I just don't. For them to go into the Garden after the Laviolette craziness and win that game would be very impressive.
I mean, if you're going to go in there and you're going to hack and whack and cross-check and cheap shot, then you got a shot. I understand. You're playing for
hacking
your lives.
Hacking and whacking.
You're playing for your lives. I get it. Your back's up against the wall, that kind of mentality, and you got to play tough, and you got to play hard, and you got to be gritty, and you got to be a grinder. Hey, I understand all that.
Grinder. Isn't that the app where
yes,
homosexuals find each other, Grindr?
There's a Grindr app, yes.
Okay. Because when I heard that, I was like, what is that? That popped into my head.
Is that what
you were talking about just
no,
now?
No, I was talking about the way that your team needs to play. You know that.
All right. Just making sure. I don't know if that was some sort of subtle shot at the Islanders.
No, it's not a subtle shot at the Islanders. I'm just going back and saying that you dressed like Sparky's assistant today.
Well, I would love to be Sparky's assistant.
And the only reason I even...
You know who Sparky's best friend is, by the way?
Yeah, Winnie.
Winnie Doo-Doo.
Right, so. I know. I mean, this is a lot of conflicting feelings here. You have no idea. There you are.
There's my...
That's you and your Knicks little get-up back when you were you 12 years old?
Probably, yeah, 11 or 12. Pudgy me.
This little fat Gio.
Oh, what a phenomenal picture. So, hey, now that I'm wearing that Knicks jacket there, I mean, we might as well be on the same page with something. And they didn't even need to play to clinch that playoff spot. We knew it was going to happen, but it was nice to see. And I can't, like, the discussion of are the Knicks better or worse without Julius Randle? We were talking before the show, hey, look at the Milwaukee Bucks who win two games without Giannis. And sometimes these things can break in a way when a guy is a superstar player that's out and the team can gel. And I don't think that was the case for the Knicks this year because things were so much better with Julius Randle and the way he was fitting. So I can't sit here and tell you that I think it's a good thing that Julius Randle is not coming back. But Jalen Brunson is so good that I still think they could reach the Eastern Conference Finals without Julius Randle, and it's all going to start coming up. And also, you know, the draw that they get is going to be another thing. I can't believe I'm saying this. And I'm in the beginning of the season, I would have never thought I'd say this.
Right.
But I don't want to see the Orlando Magic in the first round.
You know, by what was interesting is they got smacked around by Milwaukee last night.
Yeah.
And Milwaukee obviously doesn't have Giannis because, you know, he got hurt against the Celtics. So that's two games in a row. The Bucks have won where one, Giannis didn't play at all, and the other one, he got hurt in.
Yep.
And that was the Celtics and the Magic. I mean, you know, those are two pretty impressive wins by Milwaukee if you think the Knicks can get to the three spot. I mean, the two spot, I mean.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult. But, I mean, there's teams that I'm not afraid of at all. Like the Pacers, I'm not afraid of at all. The Cavs, I'm not afraid of at all. The Bulls and the Hawks in the play-in, if they ever advance, I'm not afraid of at all. But the Magic have been a pain in their ass. The Sixers with Embiid back, pain in the ass.
Yeah, well,
the Miami Heat,
by the way, we're a pain in the ass.
I understand
and
that.
You want to know something? Our team plays defense.
I'm not minimizing.
And our team is fully, I'm telling you, I think our team is better. And I know I'm, I So some people like this, some people won't like it. And then, you know, we all see, like I said, we all see games the way that we want to see them. You know, the way that they played the other night and the way that Ananobi came out and scored points. I mean, like, if they are totally healthy right now without Julius Randle, I think they have a chance to go to not only the Eastern Conference Final, I think they have a chance that if they meet Boston there, they have a chance to beat Boston.
I mean, that sign for that right now. Knicks, Celtics, Eastern Conference Finals. It would be a tall order. It would be a David and Goliath type of thing, you would think, with the 62-win Boston Celtics this year with the experience that they have had in the postseason. But I would, I mean, that would be the greatest thing ever. You want to talk about it being 94 all over again? If we have that series, the Knicks and the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals.
How about the Knicks and the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals and the Bruins and the Rangers in the Eastern Conference Finals?
Oh, my God.
How about that?
How about that, man? Man, I tell you, like, sometimes I think, like, when we're in this moment right here, where, like, it's all ahead of us.
Right.
Like, think about... Think about middle of May. What are we going to be talking about? Mm-hmm. Are we going to be talking about the Giants taking J.J. McCarthy? Like, is that going to be... Like, are we going to talk about the Rangers blowing through the playoffs and killing everybody or having a first-round exit like they did last year? Are we talking about the Knicks? Like, it's just when every... Like, if you fast-forward to May, if someone could tell me what was going... Are the Mets going to be totally out of it? Are the Yankees going to be 30-6? Just right now is that moment where it's all ahead of us. And it could either go completely south or to the moon.
But how many times have we been sitting here for the years that you and I have worked together where we haven't even had an opportunity to really dig in and enjoy the playoffs? Now, I know you have with your Islanders when they were in the bubble and they got to the back-to-back Eastern Conference Finals. I know I had a little bit with my Rangers. The Knicks have not been that good in the playoffs.
Well, I mean, last year they got into a second round at a competitive series with the Heat, but yeah. Yeah, right.
It would be nice to get the conference championship games and then lay it all on the line. That would be a nice thing for the sports fans around here. You know, that would be great. You know, if your Islanders do make it to the playoffs, it would be great to see an Islander Ranger matchup. I would love that. Mm. We'd be fighting in this building. There'd be a lot of people going back and forth at each other.
Yeah, it's funny. You and I are the only ones that I've talked to on both sides of the Islander Ranger conversation that actually want it. Now, that I've talked to, you might have it on your group text or your Ranger fan friend. Talk to CeeLo. He doesn't want to see the Islanders. Doesn't want to see them.
I mean, I don't, you know, he doesn't want to see Tampa, doesn't want to see the Islanders. Hey, look, man, you got to get through it. That's all there is to it. It's a 16 game, well, it's more than 16 games, but what I'm saying, you got to win 16 games to win these championships, and it ain't easy. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, every one of these series becomes a story all into itself. There's intensity. To me, this is why the NHL kind of did it the way they're doing it. They're trying to get these rivalry games in the first week or the first round of the playoffs. And I don't think it will happen in the first round. I think the Islanders, if they do make it, are most likely going to play the Hurricanes. And, you know, that's not going to be easy for them because the Hurricanes are one of the better teams. They've been on the Rangers' ass all year long.
Yeah.
They have been right there all year long. And right now, just like the Islanders, they've won 3 in a row. The Islanders have won 5 in a row. You know, the Rangers have played great the last 20 games to get them where they are, set up to be able to get the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. All I know is that it would be great to have an Islander-Rangers series this year. I'm not backing down from any. Why? You know, here's this thing. I want to slap CeeLo around when I want to see him. Stop with it. I don't want to see this team.
He's being a little Mrs. Pussy Feathers with this.
I'm like, hey, look, man, we got a great team. We have the team with the most wins. We got one of the best power plays, one of the best penalty kills, one of the best goalies. We got top end scoring. We got gritty lower six guys. I mean, what the hell else do you want? If there were ever a year where you got to believe in your team, this is the year.
Yeah, and I'm surprised that the Islander fans that I have spoken to, that they don't want the Rangers, you know, and it's sort of a respect thing because they've been so good throughout the year, but it's like, I don't know, you know, they're faster, they're better, I don't want to deal with the fans and all that. I mean, come on.
That's part of it.
Come on.
If you and I could sit next to each other and you could just completely tweak me the whole time, I mean, that would be like that your happiest, your happy place. Your only other happy place is on the golf course every freaking day for like 36 holes, you know, for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I got to be honest with you, though.
Yes.
As happy as I would be if the Islanders beat the Rangers and the fan base and the great John Ledecky and Jay over there at the Islanders has been so kind to us and the show and everything else, I'd be sad for you, because the passion that you have for this team is stronger than any passion that I have for any of my teams at this point in my life.
Yeah.
And you want this a lot. So I'm being completely honest. I'd give a little shot here or there, a little tweak here or there, because you have to. But I would actually, after this season that you guys have had, if you got knocked out by the Islanders, that would be devastating for you and that fan base. Well, and I'd actually feel bad for you.
I have to say,
I would.
You remember me this time last year,
mm-hmm.
and we were playing the Devils. We got out to a 2-0 lead,
yeah.
and then we ended up wilting at the end.
Yeah.
And that wilting is what has propelled this team to come back and have this type of year. And they all said it in training camp. And, you know, I don't think any Ranger fan will be happy unless, you know, they go as far as we think they can go because of what happened last year.
Yeah.
That the intensity and the, I would say the whole sadness, depression, however you want to characterize it, angriness. I was angry.
You know how.
And I actually shut the Ranger. You know, I very rarely ever do this because I always feel like we're the ones that are swimming upstream. Like, we always have. Everybody says, oh, the Rangers got this. They don't have that guy. They don't have this guy. You know, they're good, but they're not that good. You know, you throughout the season, you see the season rankings, and here are the Rangers. They're like 4, they're 3, they're 7, they're 6, they're 5. When are they going to be 1?
Yeah, you know what I mean? You know what I was thinking the other day? I put my documentarian hat on the other day, and I was thinking, what would be the beginning of these teams' championship video? Because the beginning is always the thing that happened the previous year or the beginning of the season.
Empty net, the Devils score!
So that would be, if the Rangers won the Cup, the beginning of the championship video would be that, them losing to the Devils in 7 games.
The beginning of the championship?
Well, yes, because don't you understand? No. The beginning is, this was the thing that fueled them.
Game winner!
And then it was like, you know, they see him skating off the ice,
yeah.
and then Chip on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Then you see, like, the press conference of Laviolette coming in.
Yeah.
And you see that. And then all the positive stuff happens after that. But you have to have that moment in the beginning. So, like, for the Yankees, if the Yankees won the World Series,
yeah.
I think the championship video starts with Brian Cashman down at the owners' meetings firing at everybody and cursing and going crazy and defending himself. And Hal Steinbrenner saying that we were awful. And then all of a sudden, then it goes to the Juan Soto Zoom press conference.
Right.
And then boom, and then there they go. You know, those are the things. The Islanders championship video would start with
the Mika Zibanejad cheap shot.
Sparky skating over to Winnie and Casper and handing them pucks and going, welcome to the good side. And then watching the Islanders beat the Rangers at UBS.
Yeah, okay. I'm not putting up with that nonsense. All right? I had to put up with it all day yesterday, and it only took Eddie 15 minutes to become a total jerk this morning. So I...
he scores! Dougie Hamilton! That's the overtime game winner!
You know, I have put all of that behind me, and I am looking forward now.
Okay.
Today is the Flyer Day. Today is Flyer Day. That's
yes.
what it is. Take care of business today. Get another 2 points. Move on to Saturday. And Saturday, I think I heard Marash saying that it was Kids Day on Saturday or something at Madison Square Garden.
Kids Day?
Yeah, you know, they have Kids Day. Just like
at an Islander Ranger game?
Yeah.
And don't usually, you save that for like the Coyotes or something?
Well, I mean, it's usually a Saturday afternoon game, which this Saturday is.
That's an insult to the Islanders.
The way Marash explained it was actually pretty funny, I thought.
Okay.
You know, it's Kids Day. Get ready for some fighting.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. you know, there's going to be a lot of cheap shotting between both two teams. I know that. And what I want to see is I just want to see wins and banking points. That's what I want to see. We can take care of, like, you know, how the Devils beat us last year and then they lost in the next round. You know, we swept them this year. And the games really weren't close. I mean, I just wiped them out.
You did.
So there's already, you could see it. You could see it coming.
I understand what you're saying.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do. I understand.
Sparky's assistant.
It actually kind of sounds like a good job. Go around the crowd.
Make kids happy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sparky's assistant. I wouldn't want to be in the Sparky costume. I feel like that's hot and it's tough to walk up the stairs with a tail.
And, you know? and here was the impact of that game the other night. I don't think there was ever a time where hockey was spoken as much as it was yesterday.
Where?
All shows, right? Oh, here at WFN. Okay. All shows were speaking about it. Evan knows, has no idea. I'll go to Evan for baseball.
Yeah.
You know, he loves baseball.
I love baseball. You love baseball, 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 baseball.
He's talking hockey. He's, you know, he's a fan, which is great. He's a casual fan, doesn't score hockey games.
No.
You know, I don't know how many hockey games he's actually been to or watches. He'd much rather go to a Nets game. You know what I'm saying? Right?
Yes.
Yes. So
I
caught those guys a little bit yesterday, and yeah. I was paying attention to what they were saying, and they had a good spirited debate, and Judge Tiki was sitting in the middle of it.
Judge Tiki?
Yeah, they have this thing, Judge Tiki, now.
They're doing Judge Tiki?
They have an argument. I don't know if this is a thing. Is this a thing, Al? You know, you listen to the station.
I'm not aware of this one.
Yesterday, they had Judge Tiki. So Marash had an argument against Evan about, you know, was there a cheap hit on Mika Zibanejad? And Tiki, God love him. I don't know if he knows hockey or not. And he's trying to judge which argument was right and whether or not Mika Zibanejad, you know, was trying to draw a foul or was it really a foul. And he said he didn't see Adam Pellick high, and I think called him Allen, but didn't see him high enough from the shot that they had. And you could see Adam Pellick skating into Mika, but I'm over that.
Yeah.
I was just referring back to what they were talking about yesterday. So I love the fact that we're talking. You know why? Because it's man sport. And guys are in each other's face. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's man on man.
And when I think of Evan and Marash, and I think of those guys man on man arguing and Tiki judging.
Yeah, I wonder
it was
if
very
the new,
entertaining. It was very entertaining.
I wonder what the new PD thinks of Judge Tiki.
Who's the new PD now?
I actually don't know.
Now, whatever happened to that scuttlebutt?
I'll tell you, I reached out, so a decision has been made. We have a new program director. I don't know who it is.
Your new program director,
Dominic Schlubchek. So I reached out to someone important, and I said, what am I allowed to say about this?
I mean, you're already opening Pandora's
and
box.
Here
we go.
And I'm awaiting a response.
Okay.
But just so you know, it's over now. We have, and I knew it was
over
yesterday.
Are you allowed to announce this like this?
No, okay, I don't have.
Are you over your skis right now?
No. I'm not. We knew we were getting a new program director.
Yeah, we've known for a long time.
I'm just telling you now that the decision has been made, and I don't know. I'm swear hand up. I don't know who it is. I don't. But a decision has been made.
A decision has been made.
I know who it isn't. There are multiple people who I got text messages yesterday who it isn't.
I do want to list those people, at least.
Super Z.
I asked if I could, and I'm awaiting a response. That's all.
All right.
Just that's all.
So Al didn't get it.
No.
What?
He did not. All right, Boomer and Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry will bop in here in a couple of minutes to give us some Yankees and everything else in sports.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So I was walking to the studio at about 5:53, and I see Andrew Perloff of Maggie and Perloff, and he asked me a question that's no one has ever asked me and made me so proud. He goes, give me a couple Masters picks. I was like, you know what? I'd love to do that, Andrew.
Give me a couple Masters picks.
That's what he did.
Look at you, man.
And he goes, I need someone, you know, long shot, something like that.
I'm telling you right now, officially, this radio show, the Boomer and Geo radio show that does live shows.
Yeah.
And our next live show Friday, May 3rd, tickets sold out. But anyway,
we're going to be giving away tickets, by the way, coming up. So stay tuned for that.
Oh, we are.
Not today, but soon.
All right, soon. Good. Okay. So this, I've made an exact decision as to who we should be rooting for. Now, I know you have your betting and your gambling and your pools and all that stuff, and you'll give us that list if, like, if we care. Give a crap.
Oh, you should care, because I am all over.
All right, but
you want to win some money like Andrew Perloff.
The guy we are rooting for, and it's a local tie. We are rooting for Cameron Young.
Yeah, all right.
That's who we are rooting for.
Okay.
You got that, Al? Are you paying attention?
Eddie was asking me a question.
All right.
All right.
Cameron Young. That's who we're rooting for.
Love Cameron Young.
Oh, golfer.
Yes. Yeah,
love Cameron Young.
Got that? Did you watch any of the par three yesterday?
I did not. I saw some highlights. I didn't sit
there
great. And watch
it. Was it. Great. You know, they all have their families out there.
Oh, who was it? Was it Bubba Watson's kid? Someone was sinking putts all over the place.
It was his caddy. I don't know if it was his kid.
Oh, okay. But there was a kid. There was a daughter.
It was his little girl.
Oh, yeah. It was his little girl. Yeah,
like she was 40-footer.
Oh, down the hill, by
it was
the way.
Incredible.
And there were a bunch of, you know, hole-in-ones yesterday.
Yeah.
Which was good. It was fun to watch.
Gary Woodland had one, didn't he?
And
he's had
the brain surgery.
Yeah, yes.
So, and he had the hole-in-one. That was pretty cool.
And
so,
then his kid, he helped his kid is much younger than Morgan Wallen.
Bubba Watson's kid.
Bubba Watson's daughter.
What?
And he helped him tap in like a two-footer.
That's cool. That stuff is fun. Morgan Wallen. By the way, Morgan Wallen won Cracker of the Day.
He did. I saw that.
On
no, for real.
That's really nice.
Antonio
Cracker of the Day. That's great.
No, put that bleep on. Put that ish on.
Put it on.
Business booming.
Yeah, business is booming. Business boom. All right, Jerry, what's going on in sports, man?
We are brought to you by the Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door, and by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone with Jackpocket. Yankees going for the sweep last night of the Marlins. Miami got a 3-run homer from Jake Berger in their 4-1 third. The Yankees were down 5-2 in the ninth. You would get the bases loaded after Juan Soto walked, and it brought up one Aaron Judge as their final hope.
1-0. Judge lifts it into center field. Not deep. Chisholm, couple of steps in towards the left, makes the catch, and that's the ball game.
Yeah, Chisholm slowed it up, as they say.
I mean,
it was Emmanuel Babari on the fan, Justin Shackle.
When Aaron's up there and the ball comes down the middle and he swings,
looks like a home run.
It looks like a home run every single time.
I agree. But he came up well short last night as the Yankees do lose to the Marlins.
I think he's holding the Yankees back a little bit.
Aaron, well, he's had his it's been a tough start to the season for him, for sure.
Yeah.
But you also can't expect a grand slam. So
why not?
He comes up short. They come up short. You also had Aaron Boone getting ejected in this game with some horrendous calls on Alex Verdugo, so much so that on Amazon Prime, you had Kay and O'Neill discussing after the ejection.
Now, Boone said he's trying to cut down on the ejections this year.
You know what? Every once in a while, maybe you should eject the umpire right back at him.
I'm with you, Paul O'Neill. Those calls were terrible last night, but shocking, right? Here was Soto.
Are you complaining about the officiating?
Again. Yeah, I am. My complaint for baseball umpires is the same. Take the box off the screen. Because it's point, it's black
makes
and
you,
white.
It makes you nuts
it,
as a
It shows
viewer.
How off they
yeah,
are.
Yes.
You know?
I mean, it's not an easy thing. They don't have an easy thing, Jerry.
No, but there are umpires there are umpires that will hit those balls and strikes at a 99% clip.
Like, G's the catcher, right?
Oh,
come
God.
Come over here.
What are we doing?
No, G's the catcher.
All right, here we go. Yeah.
Back up a little bit.
Where do you want me to go?
You got to try to get in behind G.
I got to be the umpire?
Well, yeah, you got to be the umpire.
I'm fat these days.
Yeah. Right, we're getting behind me. I just move up just a little
here?
Bit. Just come
here.
On. Just a little more.
Here.
A little more.
You push me back.
There
here.
You go. Right. Right, Jerry. Look at this. See, there's a lot of crap going on. There's a lot of crap going on here. You see this?
Dude,
he's got to look through everything. It's not like he's looking through a pane of glass. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay. There you go.
You're out.
Caveman Jerry.
That's right. Caveman Jerry's the umpire.
Yeah. That's yeah. Why not? Anyway, the umpire Bacon, I think was his name.
He was making the bacon last night. He was making the bacon.
Now that having been said, they do lose, but here's Juan Soto. He says no shock that we did have a chance late. We are the Yankees.
I mean, that's what we do. That's what we've been doing since day one here. We just pushing guys out there, trying to put our best hitters in a good situation, and we just fire up, ready to go.
Ready to go, but not ready to win, not last night. Anthony Volpe, ready to be the leadoff hitter. He won for three, couple of walks and a run score.
I'm excited to be able to hit at the top of this lineup and hit in front of guys like that and just try to get on base and do.
Yeah, you're boring.
On base three times. He's boring. You could say whatever you want, but he's a hell of a baseball player, and he's been
fantastic.
Phenomenal.
Absolutely
so you
fantastic.
You just shut your pie hole.
You shut your pie hole like Paul Bissonnette told you to shut your pie hole.
Mr.
Ranger fan.
Who cares?
Hey, Boomer, up your ass.
There you go. Thank you.
Yankees in Cleveland tomorrow. They're now 10-3 with last night's game. Orioles beat the Red Sox 7-5. Prize prospect Jackson Holliday, the son of Matt Holliday, made his big league debut. He was 0-4 with an RBI on a ground out. Mentioned the Guardians and the Yankees. Cleveland did beat the White Sox 7-6-10. Brothers Joe and Bo Naylor, Josh and Bo Naylor, hit home runs in the fourth inning, so that was kind of cool. Mets and Braves.
They nailed it.
Yeah. Mets and Braves are rained out. They will play today's series finale, and the game from last night will be made up September 26th, 12:20 start. We've been wondering about Shohei Ohtani. So the interpreter is apparently in negotiations on a plea deal. I guess the government investigation has shown that Ohtani knew nothing.
And that his interpreter, Ipe Musahara, actually changed the settings on Ohtani's bank account.
Wow. I don't understand how you can do that, but
well,
I guess you can.
If he had access to his computer very easily.
I guess if you have the passwords, yeah, I guess so.
Yep.
Pretty wild.
Well, at least that's what the story is right now.
The Knicks are in Boston tonight. They have clinched a top six playoff spot thanks to the Mavericks beating the Heat 111-92. Here's Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson on the Roommates podcast. We know how close these two are. In this clip, this is Hart mocking Brunson, his voice specifically.
Guys, come on. We gotta bring it up. Come on.
What do I say? Always what? When I'm talking about coach.
Guys, coach is right. We want to win. It's on us.
And then he mocks Brunson.
These guys love each other, man.
Trying to be a leader in practice.
Tell you why. Because why? Every time we do something, shout up, get back. Get back. Do 25 passes. 23. 24. Get the shot up. Get the shot up. I'm like, dog, shut up. You know.
A lot
See,
of fun.
Let me tell you something. We got a team that actually likes each other.
Yeah.
They play together, and Jalen Brunson is a superstar. Unfortunately, he'll probably make all NBA third team. Do they have a third team?
I think they do, actually.
I think they do, too.
I mean, so
Doncic is going to be, you know, all world, probably going to be the MVP. They list him as a point guard. And then the kid from OKC.
Yep.
Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. Right. So both of those guys' numbers are a little bit better than Jalen's, and they're both on good teams, and he'll be right there. But I, you know,
it's not about the individual accolades, Boomer. It's about how far can he take.
Well, for him it is, but for, you know, those of us fans, you know, we're rooting for our team and rooting for our players. And
yeah,
what we see is an MVP performance pretty much every night.
Yeah,
but then again, so do the Mavericks and so do the Thunder fans.
Nets That's beat all. The Raptors 106-102. Hey, we haven't heard from Aaron Rodgers in a while, so why not today? God. He was on the I Can Fly podcast. Don't know what that is. Here he is. This is mostly the clips we have about RFK. Why he's a fan of RFK Jr.
He believes in this country. He believes in the good in people, and he believes he can make a difference. That's somebody I can get behind who's willing to lay it on the line, because that is, like I said earlier, the archetype of everything we love about Luke Skywalker and Han Solo.
I mean, that was sounding great until that. I had no idea it was going to go in that direction. I mean, I was really like, man, this is the best Aaron Rodgers has sounded. It's lucid. It's making sense. I'm appreciating these things. I mean,
he was probably just talking about heroic archetypes and
okay.
And they are the classic example.
Okay. I mean, still. I mean, what is where's Yoda in the mix here?
He's different.
I really don't know what to say. I mean,
I was outside laughing out loud when I'm like, what? I don't know what he's talking about. I know Eddie does. I thought it was funny. Now, we know the whole idea of him being that he was never on the ticket as vice president.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying from what I've listened to so far that he said he was going to or wanted to. But he certainly sounds in this clip like, why couldn't it have been me?
Just the fact that I was mentioned, you know, I'm sure people were like, oh, he has no, you know, political experience. How's that worked out so far?
Yeah.
How's that worked out in our government? All these bombs who've been in government forever, who
Thank
are
you.
Insider trading it's, like yeah, crazy.
Right.
And lining their pockets.
Yes.
During their terms and yes. post-career.
Yes.
How's that working out?
How is that working out?
Of course. Yeah,
and by
great.
The way, if you are an NFL quarterback, you are smack dab in the middle of politics. I don't care what you say. You just are. Not, and I don't mean politics as the American government. I'm just talking about politics about your team, about
sure.
your performance, about dealing with other people and everything else. So, you know, you got to have thick skin to be able to play the position and deal with all the criticism that comes along with it.
So we'll have more for him throughout the course of the morning. Just
everything
getting going
he said
on
right
it.
There, I'm with him.
Yeah.
Star Wars thing, the other one pretty good.
The Jaguars signed linebacker Josh Allen, 5 years, $150 million, $88 million guaranteed. Oh, the Rangers face the Flyers tonight. You've got the Islanders taking on the Canadiens, the Devils in Toronto.
Still
and
playing, huh?
Not exactly sure what time they're going to start, but day one of the Masters today. From Augusta.
Yeah.
Thunderstorms,
big rain,
right?
Thunderstorm, yeah. the and whole wind. Thing.
We yeah. need a weather report.
Yeah. I think we have some people there, and maybe we'll check in.
Nice.
You know, after 9 o'clock, see what's going on.
Sounds good.
I know we've got many, many colleagues down there. We've got Amanda Balionis. You got Jim Nance.
Oh, Nance would be fun. Yeah. Isn't Ian there, too?
Yeah, Ian, yeah. I don't know if he's gotten, must be there now.
I bet you Bob Pop is there.
Yeah. Bob Popper.
Get any one of those people.
What about Ann Liguori?
Yes, Ann Liguori.
Yep. I root for Ian.
Yep. We're going to get somebody. I can tell you right now.
How many people have a song made about them?
Ian does commercials. I don't know.
He does a cat commercial. Jim Nance. He's in the Capital One commercials.
Yeah,
now.
But no one's writing an ode to Jim Nance.
That's true.
You know, are you sure about that?
Positive. I mean, this weird, creepy, sexualized song that this guy wrote about Ann Liguori. No, doing that for Jim Nance. Says in that verse, I don't know if Eddie's got the full thing, but that one verse where he says, your shorts are a little tight. At least that's the way I see it in my mind.
By the way, you see the video page Spiranak posted?
Yes.
About proper golf attire.
Yeah. I've seen it all.
Those are not short shorts. That's a short shirt. Tight pants.
Yeah, just, oops, my boobs are popping out. Yeah,
just go full naked at this point. God. Just do it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
So, I have a friend had a really rough winter, actually. Went in for a colonoscopy, ended up in the ICU for 2 weeks. So,
oh, Jesus, I'm getting one next week.
Well, I mean, it probably won't happen to you. I mean, this was the
hey, Boomer, up your ass.
I mean...
But he's fine now, so it's okay. So if that happens to you, you know.
What happened to him?
I don't want to go into his whole medical thing.
You said he ended up having had an issue?
Yeah.
Bad issue?
Yeah, it was like septic and was in the.
Oh, come on.
And I had no idea. It felt terrible. So I hadn't talked to him the whole winter.
Right.
And he calls up. He says, hey, I sent you something. I said, hey, how you been the last couple of months? He's like, well, I was in the ICU, a septic. He's like, oh, Jesus, man.
And, you right? And this was off of a colonoscopy?
Yeah. I think that was like the initial thing, but...
That'll lock up your colon.
Yeah. But he's good now, so don't worry about it. What are you worried about? I was just trying to say, I was trying to make it like a positive story. Like, you know, he went through some adversity, now he's good. He through the whole process, he lost some weight, got himself healthy. It's our buddy Chris from Baiting Hollow.
All right. Well, I don't know if you talk about anybody's name about
No, he said it was okay.
Okay. So now... You show up with your Islander shirt on today.
Yeah.
You're like Sparky's assistant, and you know that I'm going for the colonoscopy.
Yeah.
And now you tell me this.
But
what is wrong with you?
I mean, I it's not always about you. I was just.
This is about me. I'm going for a colonoscopy. Now, like, if I wasn't going for a colonoscopy and you told me this story, I'd be like, wow, I hope he's okay. I hope everything's fine.
Yeah.
And now you're telling me specifically about this colonoscopy that went haywire. And I'm going to have one.
I didn't think of it like that. Honestly, I'm sorry that I led you into that thought process. My intent was to say, hey, he's doing great. Shout out to him. He sent us something because he was listening to the show. And he said that, you know, he heard your hate for the color yellow on people.
He didn't send me anything yellow. I'm not wearing it. Look, it's a beautiful sweatshirt. It's a beautiful sweatshirt, The Rock. I love. I know the golf course. It's great.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm not wearing yellow. And by the way,
it's got the American flag on there.
Now I'm thinking about my colonoscopy. And I'm sorry that he had to go through what he went through because he's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
But he's good now. And look at that. He's good and he's healthy. He's back. He's happy and he's sending us gifts. And he said, here you go. I said, Boomer, if he doesn't put that on.
I can't. Look, I don't. I'm too white to be wearing yellow.
Well, maybe we give it to Jerry then. Jerry, because Jerry loves yellow.
But this Jerry would swim in this.
Oh, is it big?
Yeah.
I think it might be. Actually, I think it might be a large. I don't know.
No, it's not a large.
Okay. But anyway.
Oh, it is a large.
Yeah, he wanted to. He wanted
it doesn't look like a large, does it?
It looks a little bigger than that, yeah.
I mean, it's a beautiful logo. It's a beautiful.
It was one of those things like conflicting. You know, it's got the American flag on it, but it's yellow. So what would Boomer do with it?
Kiss the American flag and give it to Jerry.
Okay.
And gift it to Jerry because Jerry likes wearing stuff like this.
He loves yellow. So just, you know what we should
do?
But
I feel like this is kind of big, though. I do feel like it's kind of
We should send it to Keith Hernandez, and he could wear it on the broadcast.
He loves yellow.
He loves yellow.
He is Mr. Yellow, Mr. Camel Hair. He loves all those colors.
Yeah.
Like this?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's fantastic.
Can we do
it? You won't wear that?
I'm not a yellow guy. I just don't wear yellow.
Yeah, it's like off-white. That's not even yellow.
It's yellow.
It's like cream.
Cream
hair. So that's a large anyway, so.
Fantastic.
That's for you. All right?
Yeah.
So you're welcome, Jerry.
Thank you very much.
Hold on. Let's see here. Here you go.
There you go. Now we're talking.
So you got a nice gray one.
Now, see, look at this. Look at this, Jerry.
Now
this is so much better than yellow.
Hey, speaking of Keith Hernandez and the Mets, Doc Goodenday coming up on Sunday.
That's right.
And the weather forecast looks pretty good, the last time I checked.
It's going to be a great day for Doc. By the way, I think Frank the Tank is doing a walk with him.
With Dwight Gooden?
Around City Field, yes.
Oh, nice. That's a good one. Frank being a Mets fan, that's going to be interesting. Because the Mets kind of look at Frank as a thorn in their side, you know?
Right.
So, now that he's doing something like this, you know, maybe this patches up the relationship between Frank and the Mets. That would be nice if Jay Horowitz is there and the whole thing.
And I understand this because playing for the Jets, from what I remember, even the Bengals when we had a couple bad years, I mean, it's tough. It's a hard thing dealing with fans that are negative, but the performance on the field is what triggers the fan.
Yeah.
And if you're not playing well and things aren't going well, then you're going to be the ear of the scorn. The scorn of the year, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I just think Frank, after getting to know him a little bit and walking with him this past week, he's a really nice guy who's really, really tied up into his sport. I mean, he loves his sports teams and also hates sometimes when they're not doing well.
Yeah, just like all of us.
Yes.
He just takes it to an insane level sometimes.
I think he just loses, like, you know, his ability to curtail some of his language. Let's put it that way.
They're doing a Barstool mini golf competition at the Chicago office out there.
Yeah.
And Frank lost it because he hit the ball like off of the mini golf hole, like he went out of bounds. He's like, oh, well, he's out of bounds. I'm out of bounds. He started doing his Frank thing.
I know, but that's great. The thing. Like, so, but when you get him and he's calm,
yeah,
you know, it's a different Frank.
It is. Absolutely. All right. Boomer and Geo on the Fan at CBS Sports Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.